Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas and with their headquarters in the Santa Clarita Valley.
So how does it work when you get multiple offer responses from a seller when you're trying to buy a home? What's the best way to deal with that? And how do you know? How can you verify that they're actually being totally upfront and honest with you? Well, you can't. We'll get into that in just a moment. So as far as today's show goes, we are at 110, 2015.110, episode number for the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Connor MacGyver, RE/MAX's Paris 911 team headquartered here in the Santa Clarita Valley, serving greater Los Angeles City. Now, today we do our Market Mondays broadcast, so you're going to be able to very simply go to our main site, go into the Mac box there, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com, and punch in the words Market Updates. You'll see all of our PDF files, and you'll see each one corresponding to a different city. It kind of greens you how the market is. But I'll give you that, how the market is. Currently, it's a little restrictive in the way of inventory. Not a lot of real estate inventory out there. Something to consider if you are buying real estate, depending on if you have an investment strategy or if you're buying real estate to actually own and have it within. But some of the things to look at are going to be past prices versus current prices and what types of properties are comparing with the one you might be considering making an offer on. In addition to that, what type of sale type is it? Is it an actual regular sale, standard sale where the sellers are purporting to have equity, or is it a short sale where the seller's about to walk away? As long as you get an escrow on that short sale, and if you have time to wait, that might actually be a pretty good deal for you. It's just going to depend on where the bank comes back at with reference to the price they want. As far as today goes, let's go ahead and get into this multiple offer thing. And it's interesting. I come from a law enforcement background, so there weren't the only games that were kind of being played were by the criminal element whenever you stop somebody or put somebody in jail. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. You know, I wasn't driving too fast. I didn't blow the red light. I did not stop for the stop sign. I didn't almost kill that lady in the crosswalk. You know, those sorts of things. So we saw that. A lot of dishonesty. Or, you know, in real estate, a few different things out there as well that kind of come around as being a little bit mischievous or dishonest. One of those things is the multiple offer response to an offer written on real estate. And very simply, we had one this morning, as a matter of fact, showed properties most of the weekend, found something that the clients would like, their investors. So they went ahead and stepped forward and said, you know, we're going to go ahead and make an offer on this home. So we did it. And sure enough, came back here a few hours ago that the seller had received multiple offers. Yesterday when I spoke with the agent, it kind of gave me a little bit of an idea that not only were the multiple offers pretty good, but some had exceeded the actual list price. So I get that. But when they said exceeded, you know, in the back of my mind, and here's the thought process, I was thinking at least by $15,000 or $20,000. So when I saw the counter come back, it was multiple counter, it kind of piggybacks on a question that we were asked by the buyer. They said, well, is the seller able to come back at a different amount than the property was even put on the market for? And the answer to that is sure, why not? And a seller doesn't have to respond to each offer in the same way. Maybe offer A, he wants to clean this, but maybe ask them for more money. Maybe offer B is already that amount, but he wants more documentation as far as the financing. Maybe offer C looks pretty good at both of those variables. However, they want a larger deposit because they're only bringing in $1,000 and they want three. So these are different responses to their different counters in a multiple counter situation. And could it be that none of those other offers actually exist? Maybe they are a figment of the agent or seller's imagination? Yeah, sure. There's really no verification. So let's say you're an agent, and trust me, this has gone on, I think, since the beginning of time. You're a real estate agent representing a buyer. Your buyer says, I demand to see proof that the multiple offers exist. Okay, fair enough. So now I'm the agent. I call up the other agent. I say, hey, you know, wrote you this offer. I know your seller chose somebody else. More than likely, that's where it comes up when they chose somebody else. We want to see these multiple offers that you had. The agent's going to say, good luck. I'm not going to show you any of these offers because it has personal information from people on them. Plus, I would need everybody's agreement to release their information to show you these offers. So that's the push. There's really no rub. And if you ask for this prior to that property going into escrow, you might actually miss it. So while you're trying to stand in the street and wave your fist and get mad wanting verification to see if there really are multiple offers or not, somebody else might just sign off and agree, and now they're going to be a happy homeowner in 30 to 45 days. That's a multiple offer scenario, and as long as you know that it's out there and it's being played, that will best protect you. One of the things I told my client, he said, well, do you have any idea if, in fact, you're making this up, not being honest? I say, well, I'll put it this way. You see a property. It hasn't been moving for 100 days on market, so it's been listed for 100 days. Hasn't been in escrow. Nothing's changed. The price hasn't been reduced or modified. No terms have been changed. The seller didn't have some contingency in place that said they have a right to identify their home of choice, and now they don't. Nothing like that. You see that property, you write an offer on that property, then the agent comes back, multiple offer situation. I would throw a flag on that play. Nothing's moved in 100 days. The price hasn't been changed. Nothing's been modified. And there you have it. I'm Connor McIver. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Be safe.